And all the Old Testament animals did were to cover up sin. In other words, it just swept it under the rug. Our sin was never really dealt with. Nothing really, the blood of animals and bulls were not. But then John the Baptist in John chapter 1, verse 29, as he saw Jesus come to be baptized, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of it." He didn't just sweep it under the rug. Jesus came and died like a human and conquered death, defeated the devil, and gave us what we needed. He was the one who took away the sin of the world. He who knew no sin, he had to be qualified. So he says, "I got to be lifted up." You can't find no person. You can't find no animal. You can't find nothing that possessed blood that will really remove the sin. We don't need a covering, we need a cleansing. But the next thing you must understand is that you got to go, be willing to go down or be down before you can. You got to be willing. He says now, if I be lifted up, you got to be willing to go down before you can be up. The next verse explains what he's talking about in verse 33, where he says, "This he said, signifying what death he should die." They knew exactly what he was talking about. When he says, "I be lifted up," he's talking about the cross. Somebody has got to die for everybody to see. I'm the one. But I've got to be offered. I must go up. Because up is where the work is going to be. Up is where. But he had to go down first. Amen. He had to go down. He had to, according to Isaiah 50 and verse 6, we see he says that I gave my back to the smiters. My cheeks, I gave to those who plucked off my hair. In other words, they pulled his beard out. I gave my face. I didn't to the spittle. I did not try to hide my face when they were beating me, when they were whipping me. I didn't try to dodge. I said, "I'm going to take the full blow because of sin. I want the world to be saved, and I'm not going to. I'm going to face it. I'm going to take it like a man. Spit in my face." He said, "I'm not going to hide my face from their spittle. I'm not going to hide my face from shame. I received all of the hurling insults that they had to say. They talked about me and mocked me." He says, "I'm not going to even try to dodge it. I love people so much that I'm going to go through it. Do it like me. I came down." And he was beaten according to Isaiah 52 and 14. He said that his visage was so marred that his form, he became disfigured. His face was beaten so much. It was so swollen when they got through beating Jesus that it was marred. It was in his form, his appearance was not even like that of a man. I didn't even look like a human when they got to me. Here I am, back bleeding, beard pulled out, spit in my face, and I'm swollen up. But the Bible says in Isaiah 50 and verse 7, that he says, the Lord God will help me. And the word God in that verse in Isaiah 50 and 7 means, it's capital G-O-D. It means the sovereignty of God. It means, Jesus says, and then he says, therefore, I shall not be confounded. I shall not be confused. He says I set my face like a flint, because I know I won't be ashamed. Pain, I'm not gonna hide, I'm gonna take it like a man. Well, Ezekiel wrote about it, chapter 3 and verse 8. Ezekiel talked about it. He says that I'm gonna make your face, and I got to hear up, strong against their face. I'm gonna make your face strong against their face. I'm gonna make your forehead strong against their forehead. In other words, you're going to be just as bullheaded about righteousness as they are, your enemies are about sin. They're going to beat you up because they hate you, but I'm going to give you the strength because I'm a sovereign God. And I'm going to make you like a flint. You're going to be strong. He says that I'm going to make you strong, and I'm gonna make you like flint. And therefore, he says in Ezekiel 3:9, don't fear. You don't have to fear, because, and don't be dismayed, don't be discouraged, because I am with you. God gives us what we need, but you may have to get beat up before you can go up. Amen. Even in the church, you may feel that you're beat up sometimes. Amen. But you got to be willing to go down if you plan on going up. You got to go down first. But he was up, and he was stuck to the cross, because they drove nails in his hand. And he would not come down just to save us. He decided that I'm going to be up and stuck to the cross. Amen. He would not come down just to save himself. He decided that I'm going to stay stuck. I'm going to stay up here. I'm not coming down. I could call some angels and dismiss this whole little group, but they ain't really doing that. But I'm thinking about Foster. I'm thinking about Floretta. I'm thinking about the fact that there are so many that need salvation. Amen. I know that there are those who need saving, and I can't give up. Amen. I'm not going to turn around. I'm going to stay on the cross. Well, he says that if I be lifted up, then I'm going to draw all men unto me. Amen. He wants us to know that You got to understand that there's a difference between the covering and the cleansing. That there's a difference. That if you go down, you got to be willing to go down. If you're willing, if you want to go up. Amen. But you also, he says that in this verse, he says that I will draw all men unto me. Have we got a witness? That's what he said. I'm going to draw all men unto me. What is he concerned about? Well, he's concerned that if we're going to make progress for the Lord, amen, we are going to have to wisen up. God wants us to be wise. God wants us to be strong. Amen. He says that you are going to have to do something different. And what you're going to have to do is wake up if you want the right thing to come up. Have I got a witness? Amen. You got to wake up if you want the right thing to come up. Amen. You see, we've got to wake up. And as I try to rush this, the truth is that we must wake up as a church. He says, I'm going to draw all men. And what he was talking about is, I'm not just going to draw the Jews, but I'm going to draw the Gentiles. We have to realize that it's another day. It's a new day. Those Greeks wanted to be saved. We would see Jesus. Jesus said, now the time is just right. And the church has to wake up if it is going to be able to minister to someone beyond its own race. We cannot afford to be stuck in tradition. We are going to have to wake up if we want the right thing to come up. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. If you want a good harvest, if you want the right harvest, then you're going to have to wake up. And you're going to have to, amen, sing some songs. You got to sing some different songs to reach some different people. You're going to have to give some different sermons. You're going to have a different service. You got to wake up, Jews. God says, I'm taking this thing to a new level. I'm going to, if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men. You see, the Bible says in John 10:16 that Jesus says, I have sheep that are not of this fold. I have other sheep who are not of this fold. We can get stuck in the wrong mode. And we have to wake up. Amen. Everybody's not marrying the same race now. Things have changed now. Everything is different now. As long as you don't compromise your fundamentals, the truth is that the church can get into their own little world like these Jews, and they can get stuck, and they won't be able to reach the masses, men of every birth, because they won't wake up. They won't wake up and smell the carpet. They won't wake up and see that it's a new day. Easter eggs are of all different colors. Amen. But all I see in your bag or basket are chocolate eggs. And it's a new day. You got to be willing to accept the fact that Jesus, you see what happened was when they went to the tomb that early, that first Sunday morning, what you find Jesus saying in Matthew 28:6 is he says that the angels were standing there at their posts. They were standing at the ready. And they had an announcement. They said, he is not here. He has risen. In other words, he got up. In other words, that meant he was up. It's one thing to wake up, but it's another thing to be up. You ever heard somebody call you and say, are you up yet? You woke, but are you up? And Jesus said, he's not here. He has gotten up. And he added these three words that it admonishes us all. It says, as he said. Amen. We see, we have to pay attention to what Jesus says. He has risen. He has gotten up. And now all we need to do is lift him up. I think sometimes we go to church and just sing hard, thinking we're lifting up Jesus. We encourage people, raise the roof. And that's nothing wrong with having an exciting service. But we encourage people, raise the roof, raise the roof. Let's praise him. But that's not really lifting Jesus up. You're praising the Lord, and that's a good thing. But to lift Jesus up is to tell somebody about the death, burial, and resurrection. Lift the message up. Not the music up. Lift the message up. And God said, I will draw. I will take the sting out of death. A lot of people have died from COVID-19. Too many. Far too many. But oh, it's good to know how our bodies are going to end up. No matter how sick you get, no matter what you die from, no matter how old you be, no matter how wrinkled you be, how gray you be, how bald you be, it makes no difference. You're going to end up. One day, he says, when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption. 1 Corinthians 15:53-54. And when this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. 1 Corinthians 15:55. O death, where is thou sting? O grave, where is thy victory? Father, we thank you that you said in your word in Romans 1:16. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. We need to spread the gospel message. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Wake us up. Help us to realize that it's not about the covering. It's about the cleansing. Help us to realize that we got to go down if we expect to be up. Help us to realize that you want us to wake up if we want the right harvest to come up. And Lord, we're not afraid now. We know that Easter, through Easter, you demonstrated your power over death. And so we praise you. We magnify you. We are up. When it's all over, we're going to end up. If there's somebody, Lord, that may not have received you as their Lord and Savior, you know that your word says that if we deny ourselves, in verse 25, if we lose our life, we will keep our lives. If we accept you as our Lord and as our Savior, somebody need to be up. Wake somebody up. Wake us up so that one day we won't have to worry about what death can do. We know that death now has been defeated and that we are going to end up on top. We praise you that we are up. And no matter what cemetery gets our body, we know we're coming up. And before it's all over, in the end, we will. May the Lord bless thee, keep thee, make his face to shine upon thee, be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift his countenance upon thee and give you his peace. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Happy Easter. Praise the Lord. Glory. Glory to God. Lift him up. We are lifting him. He's worthy, yet he's able. Glory to God.